Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Save $100 on the Craftsman V20 6-Tool Power Tool Combo Kit, now at $199. No matter what the project is, Craftsman's high-quality, high-performance products empower you to build on. Stop by your nearest Lowe's store and check out the full line of Craftsman tools today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
This is a Sound Rebel podcast.
Discover more of our shows at soundrebel.co.uk.
Hello and welcome to Triple Captain. Here we are back once more. I feel like it's been so long since we've been together on our little Zoom calls to talk about everything FPL. But we come to you after FA Cup weekend and a game week that just seems like it's lasted forever. It's gone on and on and on, but we're finally here. Deadline just around the corner. And there's some exciting double game weeks on the horizon. My name's Rich Wolfenden, football commentator. And as of the weekend just gone, final score reporter for BBC Sport. I hope you lads saw me on BBC Two at Blackpool. I mean, it doesn't matter if you didn't, but you know, it's fine. But yeah, we are Triple Captain, as ever, joined by my co-host, Luke Jerdy. Mate, how are you?
Yes, Rich, I'm very well. And final score reporter, I mean, I'm in such hallowed company. it's fantastic, mate. I mean, it's the dream, isn't it, really, when you're a football commentator. You want to get on Final Score, you want to get on Soccer Saturday, and you're doing brilliantly, and myself and Ben are very proud of our co-hosts. Yeah, it's fantastic. It is really, really good, mate. It's absolutely brilliant. But yeah, I'm good. We're at FPL Triple Cap. Finally, double game week, the disaster that was double game week 23 is over. I think let's do the briefest of brief rundowns of how our teams are doing and the rank we're at. Ben Foster saved me with a clean sheet last night. Somehow Watford managed to pull a 0-0 out the bag for the first time in maybe the whole season. So I finished on 33. Dennis was my captain with a horrible minus two and didn't play the second game, of course. So
forgotten about that.
Thankfully, Josh King was awful as well, and I didn't have him. So I'm 28K. What about you?
So, sorry, was that a green arrow?
No, it was a small red. I think I was a 31K before the Watford game, and then Ben Foster dragged me back up with his clean sheet, and the fact that Josh King got a yellow card and only the 1 point really, really helped. So I think I went down by about 700 places or something like that. So I'm all right with that. It's annoying because I was at 14K about 5 weeks ago. So I've just dropped, I've doubled that. But inside the top 30K, ahead of all these double game weeks, I've still got my chips, apart from that first wild card, of course. So I'm pretty happy with where I'm at. What about you?
Yeah, I had a good game week, thankfully. I've needed one for quite some time. When Dennis didn't go to the Africa Cup of Nations, I think that looked like it was a blessing. It's like, oh, we get to keep one of the most prolific striking options in FPL this season. And there he is with the captain's armband and a lovely minus two. Thank you very much, Emmanuel Dennis. I can't believe they lost 3-0 to Norwich and then drew 0-0 against Burnley. Anyway, Roy Hodgson's got a lot of work on his hands there. Yeah, I had a good game week though, overall, apart from that. 47 points in total. So up 45,000 places. Yeah, I know, pretty happy with that. To 175K. So making the squeeze on the top 100,000. These games happened so long ago, I've pretty much forgotten what happened. Thiago Silva, that's right, he scored against Tottenham and he got a clean sheet, so a nice big 13 from Thiago Silva. I think Mason Mount got an assist in that game as well. Kevin De Bruyne brought him in, nice little assist for old KDB. I mean, mad that they could only draw with Southampton, but still, I'll take that assist. Jota getting me 5 points as well. Annoyingly, Matty Cash on the bench with five. But yeah, 47 overall and up to 175K and a rare green arrow for me, which is nice. Ben, how did you get on?
Hello, my name is Ben. I'm the producer of this podcast and I represent the casual FPL players. Yes, I am the FPL everyman. I go with my heart and my gut over the stats. And as you've just heard from Luke and Rich's rank, stats is probably what you should go with. I am 514k at the moment, but having a lovely time. I did bring in Dennis for a minus two, and I captained him. I brought in Dennis, sorry, for a minus four, and then I captained him, so he got a minus two. There we go. But you know what? There's so much that's happened. Transfers, double game weeks coming up. There's a lot of information to come up in today's episode. So I plan on spending a lot of time listening today to you boys. Tell me what on earth I should do, because I'm desperate to be in that top 100k. Desperate. I don't need to be top 10k, just the top 100, and I'll be over the moon. That's how I feel.
I think the main thing about your point there is that you're having a lovely time.
Yes,
and that's the important
thing. I am. And the thing I love most about FPL is how much it winds up my fiancée, Gem, because I love talking to her about it in the car, when we're sitting there having a romantic dinner. I think, do you think I should bring in Dennis for a minus four? She says, no, don't do it. You're an idiot. And I go, oh, I'm going to do it anyway because I'm going to follow my gut. Then it turns out it's been a wrong decision. No, I am having a lovely time.
Oh,
but yeah, lots to get through today.
Yes, plenty to talk about. So if you follow plenty of the FPL community, you'll know that there's a big double game week coming up. Eight teams have got a double game week in a couple of weeks. So we'll talk about planning for that. Transfer deadline day has been and gone. Lots of movement on final day. So we'll talk about a few of the players who come into the Premier League who could be options. And as ever, we'll do who to pick, who to drop, and then tell you who we're going to captain.
Yes, so double game week 26 has been announced. There is a double game week 25 as well. There isn't a double game week in 24. That's just a single game week, which is coming up. The double game week in 25 is Manchester United and Brighton. It's just the two of them. And then in double game week 26, it's the biggest double so far. There's eight teams that double in game week 26. Ooh. Game week 27 is then a blank game week for, I think, for Liverpool, Arsenal, Leicester and Chelsea. And then there's more blanks and doubles to come, but they haven't been confirmed. So game week 30 is going to be a blank game week because of FA Cup. So it depends who goes through and who doesn't, depending on the amount of fixtures. It could be a really, really small game week in game week 30. There might only be two fixtures, for instance. Game week 33 is going to be a mixture of singles, doubles and blanks. So that'll be a fun one to navigate.
Oh my God.
And then game week 36 is going to be the biggest double game week of the season.
Okay.
So there you're kind of... They're just, and the ones that are set in stone at the moment are the next kind of four. So 24, 25, 26 and 27. 27's not set in stone. I think Villa may have a double game week in 27. Leeds may have a double game week in 27. Burnley might have a double-double because Burnley double in 26 and then they might double in 27.
Double-double.
So
why has it got to be Burnley that's got the double-double, for God's sake?
Exactly. I know.
Why?
I know. But at least now the fixtures have been announced, finally, a little bit earlier, we can actually plan a little bit. So we can go back to how we played FPL before. Instead of playing it by ear, we can actually do a little bit of planning, which is nice. So here we are, Rich. Write these down, mate. The teams, okay. Let's focus on double game week 26. So United and Brighton are double game week 25. That's easy enough. Double game week 26, we've got Crystal Palace. We've got Spurs. We've got Wolves.
Yeah.
Leeds.
Yeah.
Watford.
Yeah.
Burnley.
Oh, dear.
Liverpool and Arsenal.
Ooh. Okay.
So I've gone through all of this in detail on the extra episodes. If you want that, if you want all the detail for this particular double game week, listen to the Triple Captain extra episode. It's about 35 minutes long, so I don't think there's any need to like repeat a lot of what I've said in the other episode. So I think what will be useful is if we go through each of the double game week teams and choose our top two players to target from each double.
Okay,
sound good?
We can do that. Yeah, that sounds like a plan. So for the double game week for this week, for game week 25 and for game week 26.
Yeah, should we do double game week 25 first? Yeah. We will talk about this game week as well, but I think it's good to start planning your transfers to get ahead of the game almost for those doubles. So
yeah.
Manchester United and Brighton, who's your top two from each of those teams?
Well, I only saw the highlights of the Manchester United v Middlesbrough game the other day, but by the sounds of things, or the looks of things, it was Manchester United's strongest 11 available. They had Ronaldo and they had Pogba and Fernandes and Sancho and Rashford. And it's been the story of Manchester United this season, hasn't it? Like, they've got good attacking players. They've got great players, like world-class players, but they just, I don't know, there's just something not quite right there. So I'm still a little bit cautious around Manchester United's assets. I think Henderson played in that cup game. Presumably he's only going to be the cup goalkeeper for the rest of the season. So I think De Gea has made more saves than anybody else in the Premier League in 2022. So he could still be the best FPL option at Manchester United, which is mad when they've got Cristiano Ronaldo. And, you know, you'd have put your house on him scoring that penalty against Middlesbrough. I'd say De Gea is probably the standout choice. And then I'd still probably go Ronaldo as the second choice for Manchester United, just because he's got that pedigree. But he's still a lot of money, so I'm not too sure on him. But the double game week, I've got a lot of thinking to do. That's going to be the theme throughout this podcast. what about you, mate?
Yeah, I mean, you're right. On paper, United's team is brilliant. On FIFA, United's team is brilliant. and I think that's why you could. I think that's why you could probably say this season has been the worst since Fergie left, I would say. Even worse than Moyes, even worse than some of those Mourinho games, even worse than, well, I mean, it's been partly Solskjaer this season, but Rangnick doesn't really seem to have improved anything. They've got slightly tighter at the back, but that's coincided with De Gea playing phenomenally well. So without him, I think they would have conceded more goals. I've really not been impressed with Rangnick at all yet. But, you know, maybe it's a case that it is the players. I mean, I don't normally subscribe to that view of it's the player's responsibility. And I think the buck stops with the manager, but they just don't seem to be able to carry out any system that's asked of them. They still look really disjointed. I think I didn't see the full game against Middlesbrough, and apparently it was United were actually playing brilliantly and dominated and should have scored a lot of chances. So on another day, it might have been 3-4-1, and then we're talking a completely different way. Because on paper, the fixtures are great for United still. Burnley, Southampton and Brighton in their double, then Leeds, then Watford. Normally you'd be like, right, pack your team with United attacking assets. Yeah. But none of them look great. I mean, I think really my top choice would be Bruno Fernandes, purely because of his minutes. I think Ronaldo's more likely to have his minutes managed because we've got that Atletico Madrid Champions League game in between these fixtures. So you'd expect Ronaldo to be prioritised for the Champions League, whereas Bruno just plays.
Yeah.
Bruno always starts. So purely for minutes, I'd go Bruno Fernandes. And I've got De Gea. I've got Ronaldo as well. I mean, I'm not going to switch out Ronaldo in order to bring Bruno in. But yeah, it would be De Gea and Bruno Fernandes for me. I wouldn't bring De Gea in though. I think a lot of people own him, so you hold him for that double.
But they're playing Burnley for this game week at Turf Moor, but you know, just got a 0-0 against Watford. Valt Veghorst's going to be the guy starting for them. I think he's had like one prolific season in the Bundesliga for Wolfsburg before making the move. He's such a Burnley player, isn't he? But you'd expect Manchester United to keep a clean sheet against Burnley, so it's probably a wise move.
Yeah, I mean, who knows? There's not really anyone else. Rashford's a bit of a punt. I think Sancho got an injury, but he might be expected to be fit. But it's all very risky, United players at the moment. The ones you can rely on in quotation marks are Bruno and Ronaldo. But as I say, I wouldn't be bringing Ronaldo in.
Yeah,
I would bring Bruno in for that double, and I'd captain Bruno in that double.
Yeah. Ooh, okay.
Purely because it's them and Brighton with the double game week. So you've got to captain a double game week player, haven't you? It hasn't worked this week, of course, but in previous weeks, Jared Bowen, it worked with. Bruno Fernandes, it worked with on the last double game week that United had. So I think you've still got a captain a double game weeker. So it would be Bruno for me. But it's just whether I bring him in or not, because I'm going to... There's no point getting rid of Ronaldo before a double either, is there? It's like if you've got him,
it's silly.
You hold him. So that's kind of it for for United.
Man United, yeah.
Weghorst, do we know much about him then? We might as well do Burnley. Their doubles, Brighton away and Tottenham at home, so not the most inviting. And as we've said with Burnley, even if they get a double-double, are we interested in anyone?
No. if you know what? If Corne had spent most of the season fit, he looked like a great asset, because I don't think he cost very much. You know, he was banging them in at the start of the season, and then like November, December came around and he was injured, wasn't he? Which was a real shame. But you know, they've brought in this Weghorst, who I've commentated on before for Wolfsburg, and he is a bit of a lump. You know, he is a Dutch international, so he's a talented footballer. There's absolutely no doubt in that. But making the step up from the Bundesliga, which is a step up to the Premier League, by the way, it's so significant. And when you've got the pressure of trying to rescue Burnley, who've, you know, been in the Premier League for a long time now, they've done well to stay in the Premier League, you know, that's a lot of expectation on a new guy who's not been that prolific down the years.
Burnley happy about him, though. Did you see the welcome video that they tweeted? The Jurassic Park themed welcome video for Weghorst.
I didn't see it.
Search it after we finished recording. It's basically they got that through the binoculars and suddenly kind of pans across, and instead of a T-Rex, it's him heading it into the back of the net. It's a really odd video. Whoever came up with that one.
it's like they needed because he was signed on deadline day, I think, wasn't he? Or close to it. And it's like they needed a reveal idea ASAP. So how about that scene from Jurassic Park where the T-Rex appears out of the dark? Yeah, we'll do that. Why not? But no, it's class. Go and look it up. But yeah, I think his reveal video probably won't match his performances. I think the reveal video is better than how he'll play in the Premier League. But how much is he actually? I don't even know. Where is he? Let's see.
I don't know. I think he's a wait and see, isn't he? I think he's a wait and see.
6.5 million.
Yeah. You can't put him in without any... You've got to wait and see if he looks all right, haven't you? You can't just put someone like that in. Although there's a lot of love for him in the community at the moment. There was quite a few people, but I think that's because there's so few strikers in that price bracket at the moment that are doing well. So I'm not interested in him at the moment. I'd be much more interested in Corne, because he looked so clinical, didn't he? But just Burnley. I mean, Nick Pope just got 19 points, by the way, in double game week 23. 19 points for Nick Pope, rolling back the years. So I wouldn't say no to him, but Brighton away, Tottenham at home, it's not a great double, is it? I think I'm probably going to avoid them.
Sorry, Burnley fans, none of your players are exciting or interesting. Sorry. but maybe Nick Pope, if a lot of other goalkeepers are unavailable. All right, let's talk about who's been impressing. Let's go for... Well, we didn't talk about Brighton. Let's talk about Brighton. They've got a double game week in game week 25. Potter is the most in-demand manager in the world at the moment, by the looks of things. And he's got Brighton playing some decent football. But I still feel like they're too hit and miss to rely upon, and they do have a little bit of history of rotating their players as well, which is kind of a combination of keeping me away from their assets. I did bring in Trossard a few weeks ago after he scored against Brentford, I think it was, but then he didn't play against Chelsea, and then he got subbed off against Everton and hasn't done anything since. So he's one of their top point scorers this season on FPL. But he's not really that much of an attractive asset. The same with Neil Mopay. We spoke about Brighton, I think, on the last podcast or the one before. And it's still probably Sanchez who's the standout asset at Brighton. The goalkeeper, £4.6 million, 75 FPL points overall, but hasn't kept a clean sheet in 5 games now. And that was Brentford. And, you know, you bring goalkeepers in for clean sheets and save points. Have you got Sanchez... or you had Sanchez for a lot of the season, didn't you, Luke? You definitely started the season with him.
Yeah, I haven't anymore. He quickly became Ramsdale, and then Ramsdale became De Gea. I'm not really... I mean, they blank in game week in this game week 24 as well. So you'd have to prioritise bringing them in. I mean, maybe if you were playing a free hit in double game week 25, then maybe you'd bring a few Brighton in. But because Watford away is not a bad fixture, but obviously Roy Hodgson might have them a lot tighter at the back than they were. Yeah. And then they've got United, and they're just not high scorers anyway, are they? So there's not, I haven't really got a lot of interest in Brighton. I mean, I really like Trossard as a player, and he was posting some good stats, but they just they're just not good enough at finishing. They're not clinical enough. And I just couldn't bring myself to go with someone like Mope. No real interest from me.
No, I get that. I mean, I like Cucurella, but that's mostly because of his hair. I wouldn't be bringing him into my FPL team.
He's not a bad shout, to be fair, Cucurella. I mean, particularly because he's an attacking fullback, but I think there's better options.
Yeah, there definitely is. All right. Sorry, Brighton. No one for you this week. Let's talk about Crystal Palace then. They have a double in game week 26. They smashed Hartlepool United in the FA Cup. That's not a good indication, is it, going forward of how they'll get on in the Premier League?
Probably not, no. And we've got to remember that Conor Gallagher only plays one game in double game week 26 because one of their fixtures is against Chelsea.
He
can't play against them. But really, I think if you're going for a Palace player, this week could be the week to do it. They've got Norwich away, which is a lovely fixture. Then they've got Brentford away. Chelsea and Watford is their double. And then they've got Burnley at home. So really nice fixtures apart from that Chelsea game. But as we know with Chelsea, they've not actually kept a clean sheet for about six matches. So there's every chance that Palace could trouble them at Selhurst Park. Even without Gallagher. So Edouard would be the one for me. I think he's a really good option up front, and probably the best of a bad bunch at the moment.
Yeah, he's got three in his last four. Oddson Edouard, and he got two assists against
6.5 million, 5.7% selected.
He could be, you know, your mid-price striker, but then, you know, they've got a lot of forwards who've played this season. You know, Mateta's been scoring a couple lately. Ayew's always a popular choice. And Benteke, he's been there since the beginning of time, and he's always an option. They've also got Wilfried Zaha coming back from Africa Cup of Nations, I think. So, you know, he could be an option once again. You know, he's usually consistently their main threat, isn't he, Wilfried Zaha?
Can I do a left field shout for Palace? Someone who started getting minutes recently in the last few weeks, Elise.
Go on.
For Palace to start getting minutes.
Ah, yeah.
It was his first 90-minute game against Liverpool, and he only got 2 points against them. But he's starting to... He's got a goal. He got his goal against West Ham a few weeks ago. He only played 22 minutes of that game, but he looks like someone who could be starting, especially if Gallagher's not going to be on the pitch as well. Opens up a space. I think we might see a bit more of him in the next few weeks.
Yeah, I do like the look of Elise. He looks really, really tricky. It's like when they brought through Eze last season, similar sort of style of footballer. And if he can get a little bit of a run, who knows? And he did score against Hartlepool as well. So, you know, who knows? Might get on a little bit of a roll now, but it is a bit of a gamble. It's too much of a gamble for me. But yeah, I'd say probably Edouard is the standout for me, for sure. And is Butland going to be starting? Do we know? He's been in and out of the team. If there's team news on Jack Butland, I wouldn't mind him because he's only 4.4 million and maybe a little bit of another option, perhaps. Maybe Luke's giving me a bit of an odd look.
Well, I think he's got Guaita breathing down his neck, hasn't he? I think it would be too much of a risk to put someone like him in. Yeah, so I would steer away from him. I like Elise though, particularly if you're like me, you've still got Damari Gray in your team. Very nice, easy switch to Elise. But again, you just got to worry of that his minutes aren't perhaps going to be nailed. But as we've seen with him, he only needs 30 minutes to come on and get assists and goals. So he's perhaps worth it if you've got good cover elsewhere. I think he's a really nice differential punt because I think his upside is quite big. So I really like him as a shout. But Edouard's the man to go to, I think, especially as a lot of people have got double Watford attack. So you're going to be wanting to get rid of one of them. And I think now is the time to do it because in double game week 26, it's like, well, I don't want to get rid of a Watford player now because they've got a double. You're going to be wanting to get rid of a single game weaker. So I think if you're going to move your Watford attack out, do it this week for someone like Edouard, who's got that nice fixture.
Okay. Let's very quickly talk about two teams down the bottom then, Watford and Leeds. Have Leeds even got any players fit? And they're going to have to play the under-14s or something, aren't they?
Well, Calvin Phillips is back. So I think that's big news for them. They play much, much better when he's in the team. I don't know about Bamford. I think he's still out. But the fact Calvin Phillips is back could improve them. Rafinha's the only one I'd go to. I just think he's so steady.
Yeah.
I mean, they're double game weeks, United and Liverpool, so not the best. But if they score, and Rafinha's on penalties as well, he's just like, I mean, I really haven't got a problem with with Javier and Rafinha in
Everton
in
this week as well. So it's a 6-pointer in a way. The only thing about Rafinha is he's got the yellow triangle
and knock next to his 75%.
Yeah, I think it was with Brazil. So you got to wait for Bielsa's press conference. If he's confirmed fit, then maybe. But yeah, I mean the fixtures aren't amazing, so I would be prioritising other players. But I think if you've only got the one free hit chip, and you're building a team that have got fixtures. And you want a steady player, then Rafinha's the one.
Okay. And then what about Watford? Is there anybody who stands out for you?
You just got to wait and see how they play, I think, with Hodgson. I mean, he's playing a 4-4-2, so that's probably good for Dennis and King up front. I mean, he's hilarious, isn't he, Roy Hodgson?
I mean, have you seen what he's been saying this week? He's basically been like, you know, I'm not really sure if I made the right decision coming here or not, but hey, let's see. Yeah. It's like, who you are. It's not really what you want to hear from the manager, is it?
I love it. See, I love it because he's like, he's got to that stage of his career now where it's like, I couldn't care less if you sacked me.
No. See his post-match interview after the Burnley game?
With the wind.
Just outside in the wind. I was like, Roy should be like at the side of a pool in Tenerife or something like that. Not like,
but he loves the game, Rich. He loves the game.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, there you go. All right, again, sorry, Watford.
I mean, the thing is, it all depends on your team, doesn't it? I'm tempted to keep Dennis because there's other moves, there's other players to go to, and Villa away, Palace at home. It's not a great double game week for Watford, but
Dennis owes us as well.
He does, yeah. So
you can't bring a player in, captain him, get a -2 from him, and then ship him out. He owes me. I'm keeping him in, and I'm starting him against West Ham, and he better bloody return, or I'll be furious.
Oh, no, I certainly wouldn't start him against West Ham.
Okay, no, I don't know. Maybe right.
Neither I.
But yeah, I mean, when there's a double there, if you might as well hold him. I certainly wouldn't hold both of them if I had double Watford attack. I've only got Dennis, so. Yeah, it's depressing, really, but I think you just got to hold him for that double.
All right, let's move on to a more exciting FPL team, Liverpool. Salah and Mane come together in the African Cup of Nations final.
Exciting.
That's going to be tasty. Yeah. I've really enjoyed this African Cup of Nations. I've never really followed it this closely. I don't know whether there's been more media hype around it or the games has been on at a more convenient time, but it's... I've seen a lot more content surrounding it, and it's been quite good to watch. And obviously, two of the best players from Africa are meeting in the Africa Cup of Nations final, and they just unfortunately both happen to play for the other team in Liverpool. But yeah, so they're not going to be back for this game week, but they will be back probably the tastiest double game week fixtures of the season so far. This is just screaming out for triple captain on Mo Salah, isn't it?
Oh. Triple captain show.
Yeah, because. Game week 26, Liverpool have Norwich at home. And then a few days later, have Leeds at home.
Both at Anfield.
At Anfield. It's just screaming at that. That's probably going to be my triple captain, you know. It might be a bit of a risk because Salah will only be coming back for that game. And he might well not start, especially now they brought in Diaz as well. So I don't
tell know. Us what to do, Luke. Do tell say? Us what to do.
Well, first of all, I thought that was the case, Rich. Klopp has actually said that Mane and Salah will both be back and available for this game week 24 against Leicester. So they don't play Leicester until Thursday night, and he basically said, whoever loses the final will probably be back on Monday or Tuesday. Whoever wins the final will probably go back to their home country for a celebration, but I expect them to be back on Tuesday or Wednesday. So I think it is too much of a risk to bring in Salah for this game week 24. I mean, I know some people have still got him in their teams. So I think if you've got him, you just hold him now and you hope that he plays, because there's no point taking him out, because then you're going to want to bring him straight back in. So I think you hold him in the hope that he plays in that Leicester game. So it really depends. I think if Egypt win, then it's unlikely that Salah's going to play against Leicester. I think if Egypt lose, he may well get some minutes, which means he'll be back for game week 25 when they play Burnley. and then he'll definitely be back for that double game week. The thing with Salah is, I mean, Liverpool have got 7 games in 20 days. So there's a lot of fixture congestion. They've got Champions League, they've got the cup final against Chelsea. So there's a chance that Salah doesn't play the full 90 in that game, double game week 26, but you're just talking yourself out of it. I've been waiting to triple captain Salah for 4 seasons. This is the perfect opportunity. There's no way on earth I will not be triple captaining Mo Salah for Norwich and Leeds. No way. The last couple of seasons, I've gone against it and gone, oh no, it's Bruno's got a double, I'll triple captain him, 9 points. You know, I think the year before, I triple captain Mane and he got injured. It's like, just stick it on Salah. He's the best player in FPL. It's the best double game week you'll ever see. Don't worry about his minutes. He's Liverpool's best player. He's one of the best players in the world. Get your triple captain on Mo Salah.
Yeah, no, I agree. I've obviously brought in that Diaz as well, though.
Lots of excitement around him.
There is lots of excitement around him, but, you know, they've already got so many proven forwards. And, you know, they brought him in on deadline day. And it feels to me like it may have been a little bit of a snap decision from Liverpool. Because I think Tottenham were due to sign him.
No, Klopp said it was a smart... I've got a quote here from Klopp. It was a smart piece of business for the club, I must say. And it was very well managed and secured by our football ops team with the support of the ownership and Mike Gordon in particular. He's obviously had his eye on him for a while, I think, Klopp.
Okay. I'm not sure about that. But anyway, he's not on FPL yet for some reason, Diaz.
He is. He's now on and he's 8 million.
Where is he?
Midfield.
I can't see him on mine. He's not coming up on mine. That's
weird. Give it a refresh, love, because he's on mine.
Is it?
Yeah.
He's not there.
He's coming in.
Why do you have an option for Diaz?
8 million and 0.2% of people have selected him.
I can't pick him. Why aren't I allowed to pick Diaz? Is it because I've got
him? I don't know.
You're banned from Diaz.
I'm telling you, he's not there.
Okay, 13,000 people have already bought him in this week.
Sorry, he's got another page. He's got his own page for some reason. Okay.
You're okay over there? Is everything all right?
Yeah. Why? He's got his own page.
What do you mean he's got his own page? That's how good he is, Rich. He's got his own page.
So you have the Liverpool squad is so massive. You have to click onto the next 30 players and he's there.
He's got his own page.
Sorry, rant over. I don't even want him. but I just want to have the option to have him. Yeah, I think I'm going to be like you, Luke. I'm going to go for Salah for that double game week. I'm probably just stick with Alexander-Arnold and Jota for game week 24. Leicester at home. You'd expect them to win that.
Andy Robertson's a great shout as well, by the way. I think if you don't have... I mean, very few people don't own TAA and Jota, but my three would still be TAA, Jota and Salah, just for the fact of goals. And Jota still always looks like scoring a hat-trick every game. I mean, he hasn't done yet, but I think it is coming. But Robertson's been on top form. So it could be a nice differential to have Robertson as well as TAA, especially for that double Norwich home, Leeds home. I mean, that's a great fixture, isn't it? So,
yeah, it is great. All right, then, let's talk about Arsenal. Game week 24, they are away to Wolves. And then in game week 25, are they blank? Game week 25?
Arsenal? They do.
Yeah. So does that put you off any options from them for now?
Well, they also blank in 27, so which is why I think free hit in 27 is going to be a popular option, because Liverpool blank as well. So if you've got three Liverpool... Okay. Because Liverpool have got a lovely double game week. Arsenal have got a lovely double game week in 26. So if you've got three Liverpool and three Arsenal, a free hit in 27 when they both blank looks like a decent option. That's what I'm kind of leaning towards. I've got Martinelli at the moment from Arsenal and he would be my first choice. Apparently in training, they've been experimenting with playing him up front.
Ooh.
Yeah, so that could be good. I think his best position may be in midfield, but... Hey, if he plays up front, you're going to want to go on that ride, aren't you? And he's still fairly cheap, so Martinelli would be my pick.
He's been exciting as well, hasn't he? Like that's the main thing. This has been an exciting season for Arsenal. And, you know, for me, they're going to get that famous fourth spot. It's pretty much got Arsenal's name written on it for historical reasons. Yeah, I've got Ramsdale in at the moment. Would you keep hold? Would you really? Oh.
For the double, yeah. I mean, who's your sub keeper?
Scott flipping Carson.
I mean, you'd have to get someone else in. I mean, maybe Ben Foster, and you just play Foster in in 25 and 27, or you go for a more expensive keeper and play them in 20. But I think you've got to keep Ramsdale. That's a, it's a really nice double game week, Brentford and Wolves, both at home. So you just got to plan to bench them when they blank. I like Tierney. Saka. Maybe even Odegaard. Maybe even Smith Rowe. There's some good options there in Arsenal. So I think a double up is a good idea.
Yeah. Okay. Oh God, what to do with Ramsdale? I've got a little bit of money, so maybe it's finally time to move on. Scotty Carson, he's been so frustrating ever since I brought him in. Anyway, what a regret. I've got so much regret for that. All right, Spurs. I'm excited about Spurs. I've got Harry Kane leading the line. They've got Southampton at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. And then they've got Wolves at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium in game week 25. And then a tricky double away to Man City, and then Burnley away. Is Harry Kane still top of your shopping list?
Yes, he is. I think I'm probably going to go Ronaldo to Kane in double game week 26, because I think, as I've got Ronaldo, I've got holding for that double game week 25 that United have got. But I like Kane, yeah, and I think he's back on form. I think Son's back as well, so Son's on the radar. Mm. I mean, they're not pulling up trees yet, Spurs, but Kane looks good. So I think that there's no point overthinking it too much. I think particularly if you've got Ronaldo, and if you've already got Salah and you've already got a plan for Salah, then Ronaldo to Kane is a good option.
Yeah. And then his partner in crime, Heung-min Son, he's been out for a couple of months, hasn't he? But I think he's back in training now and could be available for this game week. Is it too soon, do you reckon, to roll the dice on Son? It could be a great... payoff if the gamble comes off.
Yeah, I think it's a good gamble, particularly if you're getting on Son when not many people own him. That's always a really nice gamble when it comes off. So I think I wouldn't be against it. Obviously, you've got to remember that that United double in 25. Like if you've got Bruno, you've probably not got enough money to get Son as well. I don't know. It all depends on your team structure and what's available. But just get that plan for Salah. Just know that you've got to get Salah in and work your team around that plan, basically. But certainly wouldn't be against Son. I like the Spurs fullbacks, but nobody's nailed at the moment. So, I mean, I've got Emerson, so I'm going to hold him. But it's just not clear who's going to play. So it's a bit of a risk putting Spurs defenders in at the moment.
Yeah, Harry Kane. I think he might get the captain's armband this week, maybe. I mean, he'll at least get the vice captain's armband. Anybody at Wolves? How could we forget?
No interest.
Wolves? No, okay.
No interest. Should we talk captain briefly for game week 24?
Go on then. Who are you going to be giving the big C to?
I think I'm going to give it to João Cancelo.
Oh, that is a left field option. But, I mean, I think the City, because he's the best defender in the game.
Yeah, I think the City boys are the ones you should look at this week. I think as you've got De Bruyne, Rich, I think don't overthink it. Get that captain's armband on De Bruyne. He's playing so well for City. Everything's going through him as usual. And even if he gets an assist, sometimes even when he doesn't get an assist, he still gets bonus points. So I've got Sterling, so I need to I just don't know if he'll start. So and I've got enough money to just go Sterling to De Bruyne this week. I mean, it's a bit of a luxury transfer, because then De Bruyne will be coming straight out, possibly for Bruno, and then Bruno will be coming straight out for Salah. And no doubt something will happen in my team, which means I can't make those moves. But I'm really, really tempted to bring De Bruyne in and captain him this week, because I think not many people own him. Not many people are going to be making that move either, because of like Salah and various other factors. So it could be a week to captain him and really like rise up the ranks. If I don't bring him in, I think I am going to stick it on Cancelo, because City's clean sheet odds are just huge for Brentford at home. And, Brentford just got battered by Frank Lampard's Everton.
Words I never thought I'd hear in my life.
No, absolutely. It just gets madder and madder, doesn't it? And I think, with Cancelo, if he banks that clean sheet, that's great, 12 points. And if he's got that chance of attacking returns as well. So I think he will be my option if I don't bring in De Bruyne for Sterling. I can't bring myself to captain Sterling. I think it's too much of a risk. Unless I got team news to say he's definitely starting. I think it's too risky, because I think he's out of favour after a poor performance against Southampton when they drew.
Yeah. He didn't start in the FA Cup game against Fulham. He did come off the bench, weirdly. But I think
Pep which kind of suggests to me muscles. Again, you just don't know, do you? I think because he brought De Bruyne off early. So it's like, well, De Bruyne will play. He brought Grealish off early. He brought Foden off early. So it's like, well, that would suggest that he's then going to play them again in the next game. So
the FPL mind games that Pep gives us.
So difficult to predict. Sterling was really in favour, but I think after that miss against Southampton, this is what Pep does. It's like, well, Mahrez is back now. He's playing really well. You're going to have to be on the bench for a few weeks, mate. So I think I'm looking to move Sterling out.
Yeah, good shout. And De Bruyne, for me, he's going to be the captain. I mean, I don't want to sound like the most basic football fan in the world, but he's one of the best players in the Premier League.
Yep. Yeah.
And he's playing one of the worst form teams in the Premier League.
Yep.
He's got a high ceiling in FPL.
Yep.
It's really that straightforward. And I think sometimes you just got to simplify FPL, haven't you? So yeah, Kevin De Bruyne for me.
Great shout.
For those very basic nursery level reasons of FPL.
No, but I agree. Yeah. I agree. I think, that covers it, mate. I think that covers it.
Yeah, I'd agree. All right, cool. I think we covered quite a lot there. We did very well.
We did.
Game week 24's deadline is at 6:15 on Tuesday night. Everton play Newcastle and Watford go to West Ham. Oh, some big games down the bottom of the table. Oh my God, Everton, please don't lose against Newcastle. That'll be awful. I guess all that's left to say is at FPL Triple Cap on Twitter. Go and give us a follow. Click on the link for our Discord chat there. It is absolutely flying. We've got a proper little community going over there. So if you've got any questions or want people to review your teams, go screenshot your team and post it in that group, and there will be loads of people with an opinion on it, so please go and do that. You got anything else to say, Luke?
Nope, I've got to run, so good luck everybody for game week 24.
Discover more shows on the Sound Rebel Network.
Like Men Lose Weight.
This is Men Lose Weight, a podcast about four blokes who partied hard through their 20s together, and now they think, maybe we should try and lose a bit of weight in their 30s together.
Be honest now, lads. Have you ever been in the middle of a personal trainer session and feigned an injury?
Guys, so I moved from Birmingham to Nottingham 2 years ago, right? Turns out I've been paying for a gym for 2 years that I live over 100 miles away from.
I guarantee at one point or another, he said, nothing tastes as good as skinny feels.
Obviously didn't try that pizza. Did you try that pizza that came out this year? The one good thing about 2020 where it's like KFC and pizza combined.
I have lost £3 this week.
Just so you know the numbers, I've also lost £3 this week.
Whoa!
I'm down to 17 stone 4.
I have also lost £3 this week.
What? You are joking me.
I am £1 down this week.
All
well
good.
Done, mate.
We've all
full
lost,
progress.
Which is definitely better than last week, boys. Well done.
A lot better than last week.
£10 in a week, boys.
What? That's like a that's more than my baby weighed when he was born, so we've lost that collectively in a week. So, I mean, if you want to look at that, that's pretty decent, isn't it?
Men Lose Weight from Sound Rebel. Listen now on your chosen podcast app.